Another week of turmoil in Kenya. The country's high court today ordered the government to end its shutdown of three TV stations. They went dark because they defied a government order not to broadcast an event on Tuesday where opposition leader Raila Odinga declared himself president. He is still protesting Uhuru Kenyatta's election last year. Joining us now is NPR's East Africa correspondent Eder Peralta. He's in Nairobi. Hi, Eder.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what did the court say in its ruling today?
Well, it was, you know, it's just a two-page ruling, and it's what we would call a temporary injunction. So they're basically going to consider whether or not this action is constitutional in the future. But for now, they have ordered the government to put these stations back on the air effective immediately.
And is the government going to comply?
That's a big question. I just spoke to the lawyer who filed this lawsuit, and he told me he fully expects the government to comply. But I think one thing we have to remember is that we're, again, here in Kenya in uncharted territories. A crackdown of this kind had really not happened in Kenya since the authoritarian days of Daniel Arap Moi, basically since Kenya ushered in an era of multi-party democracy and an era of freedom of the press and freedom of speech. I mean, that is the important part of this story. I had a very surreal experience after the mock inauguration event of the opposition leader Raila Odinga. After it finished, I went for a walk downtown, and these two young guys came up to me, and you know, they saw my press badge and my microphone, and they said, "What happened?" And that's not something that happens in Kenya. The government had shut down the television stations, so people had not been able to get the news. And, you know, this is an incredibly connected country. It's a country where people are politically active and they keep up with these events, you know, in very real and very granular ways. And so to hear that on the streets was very strange. It made me feel like I was in one of Kenya's neighbors, like Ethiopia or Uganda, where this does happen, but in Kenya it doesn't.
Well, to that point, let's listen here to Henry Maina, who is a press freedom activist in Kenya.
We need to know that this is a turning point. It's the lowest in the media history in the country. We can't just let it pass unless we want to die on our knees.
Eder, this all has to do with the two elections that were held last year. Remind us how Kenya got to this point.
So we've had two elections. Then we had two Supreme Court decisions. The first election was thrown out. The second election was upheld. And so now we've had two inaugurations. Of course, the second one, the one by Raila Odinga, opposition leader Raila Odinga, is not legal. It's not constitutional. And, you know, the reason we are here is because he believes that this government has stolen the elections from him. And, you know, during the first elections, the Supreme Court basically sided with Raila Odinga. They said that there were so many irregularities that they could not call those first elections constitutional. The second elections, Raila Odinga pulled out of them because he thought that the country hadn't made enough changes to make them free and fair. And they were marked by chaos and violence, and only about 30% of the country voted. So he thinks those elections don't count. He thinks that he won the first elections. And so he thinks that he is achieving electoral justice by declaring himself the president.
How much is all of this setting Kenya back or keeping the government from doing the things it's supposed to be doing for the people of Kenya?
The economy has been battered. There is no doubt about that. You know, growth has slowed investment has also slowed here in Kenya. And that's the big argument that the government makes. The government has been saying, we need to move on. Kenya needs to move on to do the important development work that the government wants to do. The opposition will say, you know, there's nothing more important than to create a free and fair electoral system in this country. So, you know, they don't believe that the country should move on before it resolves this very core issue.
So what happens next?
We're not sure. The opposition leader gave a press conference today in which he said that, he would give more details in the future. But right now, there's a lot of turmoil. There are, one of the opposition lawmakers, the one who officiated this inauguration, this mock inauguration, is now in jail. The government has said that they will continue to arrest other people, and they have declared a wing of the opposition party an organized criminal group. And they say that no matter where any of these people from this group are, they will arrest them. And the interior minister said that they would be, quote, very sorry.
That's NPR's East Africa correspondent Eder Peralta joining us from Nairobi, Kenya. Eder, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.